Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we have our good friend Stephen Moore, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest, and he's been a member of our Brain Trust. He was an original founding member of our Brain Trust. 20 years he joined us. 20 years ago he joined us. Hey, Steve, happy anniversary, baby.
Hi, Jim. Has it really been 20 years?
It's been 20
years. Guess we're all getting older, but
it's
great to be with you again.
It's good to have you back. So now we're like baseball, Stephen. We keep all the records. We got your on-bat percentage, on-base percentage, your batting average, your all that. We got all that stuff. Hey, Steve, it's good to have you back. Folks, Steve is the chief economist at the Heritage Foundation. Over the last couple of years, you've heard his name mentioned as being a at least a part-time advisor to President Trump, to the Trump administration, and we're going to talk about some of those things right now. You're in Washington, D.C. right now. Have you ever in your life seen more dysfunction anywhere in the world, Steve?
Well, you know, I mean, look, the country is so polarized right now, and, you know, I'm pretty disgusted about the behavior of liberals. You know, we all know what happened with Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
In what universe of any party is that not something that you would just absolutely just call out as being horrible?
Yeah, it's just called rudeness and bad behavior and bad manners. And of course, you know, but this is happening all the time. I mean, when I go on college campuses now, oftentimes I get shouted off the stage, and this is what liberals, you know, they love to talk about tolerance, and they tend to be the least tolerant people in the world of anyone who doesn't agree with them. But look, I mean, the big story here, Jim, is we've got an economy that is just exploding with growth. And, you know, you are the small business advocate. I was just looking this morning, the latest NFIB index of small business optimism, the second highest it's ever been in 40 years. You know, that's the only other time it was higher than this was at the beginning of the Reagan boom in 1983.
Yep.
So, you know, this is amazing. I saw the president a few weeks ago out at Mar-a-Lago and just had the occasion to talk to him for 3 or 4 minutes. And you know, I just said, you know, sir, this is working better than when Larry Kudlow and I helped, you know, write it on the blackboard for you 2 years ago. You know, it's just amazing. You know, there's now the manufacturing index. I don't know if you saw those new numbers, Jim.
Yep.
94%. 94% of manufacturers are bullish and going to increase their employment. You know, this was a sector a lot of people thought was down and out. But, boy, is it back. So it's all good with the economy.
Capitalism. When you get out of the way, in my opinion, and I know that this is, I know this is what you told the president, because I know you, and I know Larry's thinking, but here it's real simple in America, folks, and you, no one has ever seen a stark an example of how simple this is. If you will just get out of the way of American businesses, large and small, then you'll have more prosperity than anybody can say grace over. And that's exactly what's happened. We went from a lost decade following the crash and then 8 years of Obama. We went through a lost decade, and you flip a switch and regulations go away that are not unnecessary, and you get out of the way of businesses, and you have prosperity. And it happened almost, I mean, the velocity of this change is almost taking people's breath away.
Yeah, you know, I knew this was going to work, but I didn't think it would work so quickly.
Yeah.
You know, and so, Trump was fake.
Steve, on this show for years on this show, I kept saying, I've never thought anything could hold back the animal spirits of the American entrepreneur.
Well, right. You know, you are right. And so we've got an economy right now. There are 6 million more job openings than there are people to fill them.
Two million of them in manufacturing.
Yeah, it's true. You know, there was a story in the Washington Post the other day about in some areas of the country, like in Texas, they're paying blue-collar workers like truckers and welders $25,000 signing bonuses to get them on the job. So that's
where
a nice thing.
Wait, I mean, slow, Steve. Do you know where those jobs are? Can you give me an address or a phone number?
You got to go to the Permian Basin, my friend.
I'm in radio, Steve. I need some help here.
Right. So it's all good. Now we've got, you know, the tax cut, I think, played a major role in this. But by the way, I agree with your central point. You know, the major effect of Trump wasn't so much the policies. The policies have been very positive on balance, but I think the major effect was just replacing an anti-business president with a pro-business president.
That's exactly
someone
right.
who wants American businesses
That's
to
exactly
succeed.
Right.
And, you know, I was part of the transition from, you know, Trump was elected. And, you know, we sat across the table from the Obama people and, you know, they were just viscerally anti-business. You know, they viewed their role as to inhibit business rather than to help them.
Well, it was a combination. And I said this many times. It was a combination of anti-business policies and anti-business rhetoric and sentiment, and that came across to us, and it put the kibosh on capital investment. Hold on to that thought. We're going to be right back with Stephen Moore after this break, folks. 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.